Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of The Green Room. In The Green Room, I get to unpack all those great stories and anecdotes and, you know, the business lessons I learn in talking to business owners just like you every single day. So sit back, relax, buckle up and enjoy this week's episode of The Green Room podcast. There's a kind of loneliness that comes with building a business, and it's not the one people imagine. Welcome to the Green Room podcast, and today I want to talk to you about something that doesn't come up enough, something I see in almost every founder I work with, usually well after it's already taken hold. Here's the thing about success. Nobody warns you that at some point it gets quiet. Not quiet in a good way, quiet in a way where the business is humming, the team is showing up, the clients are happy. And yet you're sitting there wondering why you feel so isolated. It's not burnout exactly. It's not exhaustion from working too hard, although that's often part of it. It's something more specific than that. It's the weight of carrying responsibility that nobody else around you can fully see. And today I want to unpack that, because if it's something you're feeling right now, I want you to know it's not a character flaw, it's not a weakness. It's actually one of the most predictable things that happens when businesses grow. We just don't talk about it enough. So let's start here. From the outside, entrepreneurship looks exciting. Freedom, growth, building something from nothing, being your own boss. And to be fair, all of that is true. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it isn't worth it. But here's what nobody else tells you when you start your business. The more successful the business becomes, the more people depend on you. Your team, your clients, your family. And the more people lean on you, the fewer people you can lean on in return. Your mates care about you, genuinely, but unless they've built a business themselves, they don't really understand what it feels like, what it looks like, and there's only so far the conversation can go. You try and explain the pressure of making payroll, of having to pay the bills, the weight of decisions that affect other people's families, the particular exhaustion that comes from being the person everybody looks to, and the conversation eventually then runs out of road. They're not in it. They can't be. They don't get it. Your partner has listened for months, sometimes years. They've sat through the staffing dramas and the difficult clients and the sleepless stretches and the uncertainty. And at some point, not because they don't love you, but because they do, they just get tired of hearing about work. They want a relationship, not a board meeting over dinner every night. And so the business moves. It seeps into everywhere. From the office to the kitchen table, from the kitchen table to the couch, from the couch to the bedroom, it becomes this permanent operating system running in the background of your mind. Even when you're physically present, part of you is elsewhere, solving problems, forecasting risks, and rehearsing conversations you haven't yet had. That's the isolation nobody warns you about. Not the hard work, not the risk, the quiet that builds as the business grows. Now, I can talk to this with some authority. When I was in my mid-20s, I owned a country hotel. And during that period, I really understood what it was like to try and run a business without support. I had my accountant, of course. This was in the mid-90s. And I lent on them from time to time. But really, who was there to talk to? Who was there to debrief with? Who was there that really understood it and could show you the empathy that you were looking for to be able to clear yourself of those burdens, clear yourself of that responsibility and really focus on the creative side of entrepreneurship, which is what I wanted to do. But the day-to-day ultimately quite often wore you down, and the day-to-day often felt very weighty, very heavy. And without someone else to lean on, it was really challenging, as in someone else around, a mentor, someone to talk to, apart from, you know, your family, apart from, couldn't talk to your staff, and your mates didn't quite get it. They could see that running and owning a pub would be quite glamorous, and that's where the conversation usually started and finished. And here's what I got wrong, and here's what many business owners get wrong. They feel all of that and they make peace with it. They tell themselves it's simply the price of success. That this is what leadership requires, that anyone who's serious about building something has to accept that it comes with the territory. And I get that. I've been there. I've lived it. I've walked it. I understand the logic. I've heard it from hundreds of clients also over the last 25 years. But to be frank, it's a mistake. Because here's what most business owners have got completely backwards. They think the business is the asset, whereas I'm here to tell you it isn't. You are. The business only performs at its highest level when the person leading it is capable of performing. And yet founders are almost always the first to sacrifice sleep, health, and relationships in pursuit of growth, as if burning themselves out is some kind of proof of commitment, a badge of honor. And I was there, I lived this. But it isn't. It's a liability. You can't lead with patience and clarity when your tank is permanently empty. You cannot make good decisions when you're running on adrenaline and exhaustion. And you cannot build a great business whilst you're quietly dismantling everything else around you. Protecting yourself isn't self-indulgent. It's taken me the longest time to understand that. It's a strategy for success. I was reminded of this recently in the best possible way. A builder I've been mentoring for a few years now was invited to speak at his local Chamber of Commerce. He's a really good guy, runs a solid operation. And during the Q&A, someone asked him, what advice would you give yourself if you're starting out again? You know, what advice, the classic question of what advice would you give your younger self? It's the kind of question that usually produces safe, predictable answers. Work harder, back yourself, follow your passion, hire early, you know the ones. A few days later, we're out on our regular Zoom call. I meet with him. He's part of my Business by Design program. I meet with him monthly over Zoom, and he attends my masterclasses. And this was our regular monthly Zoom call. And I noticed this really cheeky grin spreading across his face before he'd even started speaking. You're going to like this, he told me. He told me he hadn't hesitated. He told the room, get a mentor. And you know, I really understand that advice. It's not get a better accountant. It's not a smarter marketing strategy, not more capital, a mentor. Someone outside the business who had been where he was going and who could tell him the truth without an agenda attached to it. Hearing that story on the other side of the screen, I felt something I can only describe as genuine pride. Not because he was crediting our relationship, but because he had genuinely understood something that takes most founders far too long to learn. And you might think, well, it's easy for me to say that. You have a vested interest. You are a mentor. And that's absolutely true. But my success in my practice has been due in a large part to my mentor. And I don't tell her often enough. Lisa O'Neill has been a huge part of how I've been able to build and practice and build my practice and learn and grow and stretch. And without her independent of the business, her having lived it before, walked the walk and get it, and then being able to give me independent advice, I don't tell her enough how grateful I am. It's been game changing for me. So I really do understand what it is that I need to bring to clients, but I also understand what it is that we as business owners need in relation to that independent sounding board. And there's a reason every successful organization in the world has independent oversight. There's a reason elite athletes have coaches. There's a reason high-performing CEOs seek out mentors and advisors. Even when they're at the top of their field, especially when they're at the top of their field, perspective matters. And the people closest to you cannot always provide that. Your employees can't because they work for you. They're always going to filter what they say to you. Your family can't because they're emotionally invested in you. They want you to be okay, which sometimes makes it hard to be fully honest. Your friends often can't because they don't have the context, the business context, the financial context, the leadership context. It's not their fault. They are generally invested in you as well, but they just don't get it. What you need is someone outside the building, someone you can challenge your thinking, ask better questions, and help you see what you can't see from the inside. Not someone with a stake in the outcome. An independent voice with enough distance to be objective and enough experience to actually be useful. And most founders wait until they're already in trouble before they go looking for one. I implore you, don't wait that long. So here's the thing. The loneliness of leadership doesn't disappear completely, and maybe it shouldn't. There's something appropriate about the weight of responsibility. Let's face it, it keeps us honest. But there is a meaningful difference between carrying weight alone and carrying it with intention. Between isolation that grinds you down and solitude that sharpens your thinking. The goal was never just to build a successful business. The goal was to build a successful business and still have a life worth living when you get there. So let me ask you directly, and I want you to actually sit with this one. Who in your life can tell you things you don't want to hear? And when did you last actually listen? If this podcast has landed for you, I've put together a really practical checklist on how to find and choose the right business mentor. Not a generic list. This is 25 years of working out what works and what doesn't. A proper, practical guide to finding someone who actually fits where you are and what you're trying to do. So if you'd like a copy of that, just drop me a line at chris@chrisgrain.au and I'll happily flick that to you. I wish you all the best on your journey, and hopefully you, like I have, will find a person who can stand in your corner, believe in you, give you the advice that you need that you might not want to hear, and actually understand having walked in your shoes.